She peeked into the first side room she came to. It was stacked with boxes of brochures, several cheaply made wooden treasure chests, some strings of lights, and some rope. She moved on to the next door, which was a bare-bones bathroom with only a sink and a toilet. The third door revealed an office with a wooden desk that was piled high with papers, two used coffee mugs, scattered paper clips, a pair of scissors. She ruffled through the papers but found nothing of value. One drawer held some plastic pens and a little spiral notebook. The other drawer was locked. She ran her hand through the first drawer and came up with a small key, which fit the second drawer perfectly. Great security. The locked drawer contained two books, which proved to be ledgers of some kind, and a half-empty bottle of Jim Beam. No rare book, no map. Bo's men could discover the ledgers for themselves. She relocked the drawer and put the key in a conspicuous spot in the other drawer. Francine peered around the door jamb.
Any luck?
Nothing we want. They walked out the back door, taking care to twist the little lock button on the knob before they closed it. Francine got in the driver's seat again.
I want to drive out to that cave. You know the way, so just tell me where to make the turns.
Emily got a sinking sensation in the pit of her stomach. This could go very wrong. But she couldn't let go, knowing such valuable items from the library's archives were likely to vanish forever.